We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. If you don't remember the Rift Valley fever epidemic of 2006, it's because it never happened. Scientists at NASA and the Department of Agriculture used some high-flying technology to help stop an outbreak, and they did it mainly from the air-conditioned comfort at NASA's Goddard Space Center in suburban Maryland. We wanted to know how they did it, so we sent producer Petra Mayer out to Goddard to meet some of those scientists, and Petra joins me in the studio now. Hi, Petra.
Hi, Guy.
So, what'd you find?
Well, not only did they never leave their desks, they actually used satellite data to predict these outbreaks, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, all right.
Because in order to understand any of the satellite data, you have to understand how the disease behaves on the ground. So the first thing I did was I called up Dr. Ken Linthicum. He's at the Department of Agriculture.
He's not at NASA.
No, he's not at NASA. No, we're not at NASA yet.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's at the Department of Agriculture, and he designed some of the computer models that are being used to predict these outbreaks. And he actually has been to Africa and studied the climate conditions there. And what he and his colleagues noticed was that these outbreaks of Rift Valley fever seem to come after heavy rains.
Initially, we didn't really understand what that relationship was between rainfall and an outbreak. But we eventually figured out that when it rains to a very large extent, many, many days and areas start to flood, that eggs of a certain kind of mosquito eventually hatch. And we discovered that those eggs actually contain the virus.
So this is research he's done in Africa.
Yes, in Kenya. And what he was looking at are these habitats that they have there called dambos. They're basically just low-lying areas. And when it rains, and it rains for a long time, these dambos flood and you get giant puddles. And, you know, when you have puddles, you have mosquitoes.
Well, can you explain how we get from research in Africa on the ground to weather satellites at NASA?
Well, that is actually what I went out to NASA to find
out.
Dr. Linthicum had colleagues that worked on weather satellite imagery, and he realized that you could use some of the satellite data to predict climate patterns, to predict rainfall. So when I went out to NASA, I spoke to a scientist, Asaf Anyamba. Dr. Anyamba works on a lot of this data, and he told me that the two most important factors in predicting rainfall are sea surface temperatures and cloud cover.
Which they can all get from the weather
satellites. Right, and that's the kind of thing you can get from a weather satellite. So when you have warm ocean surfaces in the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, and you have a lot of clouds, that's almost a perfect predictor of heavy rains. And he said it's a pattern that you see a lot with an El Nino.
I usually like to use this whole idea that when you have the Indian Ocean and the Pacific dancing to the same tune, you are going to generate enough rainfall to flood the dambo habitats in East Africa. And basically, that is an early indicator of the disease.
And he can then go and warn, you know, people that it's coming?
Yeah, that's exactly what he does. Dr. Anyamba told me that in 2006, they were able to give early warnings months ahead of the first cases that appeared in humans.
The first warning we gave was in September. The first human case was mid-December. So basically, there was 4 months within which any kind of response measures could be undertaken, including vaccination, mosquito control.
So he's basically saying they warned the African governments like 4 months in advance.
Yes, exactly. And if you compare that to what happened in previous outbreaks, it's amazing. Rift Valley fever seems to break out about every 10 years. So there was another outbreak in 1996. 90,000 people got sick. Not all of them died, but 90,000 people. 100,000 animals died. There were millions of dollars in losses. And if you compare that to what happened in 2006, about 1,000 people got sick.
And that all came from weather satellite data.
Exactly.
Wow. Petra, did you ask them at NASA if they can apply this to any other diseases, or can they only use this for Rift Valley fever?
I did ask that. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the answer is you can use this, or you should be able to use these kind of models for most insect-borne diseases. But if you want to predict swine flu, you're probably out of luck.
Mm-hmm. That's Petra Mayer, our intrepid producer here at Weekend All Things Considered. Thanks for the explainer.
You're welcome. And if you want to see some of these images, they're on our website, npr.org.